Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a compass and a telescope. It's time for a story. Today's story is When Sam Set Sail, written by Leanne Beck. When Sam set sail, the seas were calm, with just a hint of something wrong. At steady pace, the shore grew small, then far away, then not at all. The salty air that shaped the sails soon filled with sailor songs and tales. Those cheery souls who skimmed the sea were there because they loved to be. The dreams that every sailor knew were on that ship and coming true. They'd soak up sun and proudly wear the salt and sand stuck in their hair. A steady breeze and steady hands set right the course for distant lands. And each mate, counting on the rest, could turn to tasks that they did best. The bosun, going low for gear, was first to notice dolphins near. They swam in circles near the ship and chattered after each grand flip. That crew, who lived as nature's kin, were glad to see their friends again. But those friends didn't come to play. They came to warn the crew that day. A growing heap of light gray fuzz crept in from where the distance was. It filled the sky without a sound, like piles of wool being thrown around. Then, as the captain turned to spit, he knew the winds notched up a bit. That sailing man took note of more. The seas were rougher than before. The sailors watched the skies unfold with spurs that moved like legends told. And though the ship was built to stand, the first mate charted nearest land. The ship began to heed the tides as soapy waves now slapped the sides. In pelting rain, the men stopped work and gave the knots an extra jerk. The sea seemed like an open grave that churned and sneered to test the brave. Though sails were lowered and held fast, the angry surge brought down the mast. The only sounds heard right before being swallowed by one endless roar were clanging pans, the warning bell, and wood that creaked with every swell. The monstrous sea had boarded now, and fury swept across the bow. But fear soon turned from staying afloat to something big beneath the boat. The ship was tilted to and fro by bubbles rising from below. The boiling sea released a moan. So now they knew they weren't alone. With that, an edge of jagged fin cut through the cauldron they were in. It rose until it cleared the rail, above a giant back and tail. They hoped they might escape unfound, until the giant turned around. The silent crew stood glued in place and met the creature, face to face. The wrinkled beast, dusted with snails, wore coral wedged between huge scales. His patchwork hide was streaked and marred, where deep old wounds had healed and scarred. Thick lines that made his face look wise stretched out above two sleepy eyes, and clumps of whiskers placed in rows swayed slowly when he twitched his nose. The monster's mouth was smiling wide, but no one cared to see inside, and seaweed hanging off his chin was growing in his ancient skin. The captain thought with guarded joy of something he saw as a boy, a sea beast marked on maps of old, next to a ship, stuck in the fold. The men were trying hard to find a way to leave the beast behind when tackle slipped from where it stored and knocked the ship's boy overboard. Because the storm was at its worst, the crew could hardly see at first. The boy was caught up in his coat and hung between the beast and boat. They called the boy. They vowed to find, for no one would be left behind. While scrambling for the rope they'd need, the creature's head moved in with speed. His whiskers pressed against the side. The boy grabbed on to hitch a ride. And, like a crumb stuck in a beard, he hung on tight, while all hands cheered. The creature placed the boy with care back on the cluttered ship deck, where the crew looked on with awe and knew their tale would be believed by few. The weary crew now understood he came to help them if he could. And though their fate was still unknown, he never left them there alone. When ship and crew could take no more, the storm they crossed gave up the war. The clouds began to roll away and gave the sun back to the day. The dolphins surfaced once again, since they had never left the men, and led the way toward the beach that all had feared they'd never reach. The creature knew that all was well, and he was leaving, they could tell. He quietly began to sink and left the crew with one quick wink. The ship was battered, torn, and tossed. The men looked like they fought and lost. But even as they stepped on land, the next great voyage was being planned. The crew was saved, lined up on shore, when Sam remembered one thing more. He gave his wrinkled skin a scrub, hopped out to dry, and drained the tub. This story is filled with so many surprises. When I was reading it for the first time, I had no idea what was going to happen. The storm seemed so scary. And then, when the monster arrived, I had no idea what it was going to do. Lots of times when I'm reading a story like this, I like to stop in the middle and guess what's going to happen next. Will the ship crash in the storm? Was the monster going to eat the boy that washed overboard? And then at the end, I was totally surprised to find out that the whole thing had been created by a kid playing in the bathtub. Did you catch that part? The bathtub is the perfect place for sailing ships and sea monsters and all kinds of ocean and river adventures. But I wonder what kind of adventures we could imagine in other places. What kinds of stories could you play on a freshly cut green grass lawn? What kinds of adventures can you make up on flat, hot pavement? And what sorts of explorations could take place around the roots of a big, tall tree? What do you like to imagine when you're in a place where you could imagine anything at all? Thank you to Leanne Beck for sharing this story, When Sam Set Sail, here on Elderberry Tales. This book is available on Amazon, and I'll be putting a little link right on the Facebook page, Instagram, and in the episode description for this show. I encourage you to go and check it out. The illustrations are pretty great, too. Leanne Beck and I would like to give one copy of When Sam Set Sail to a listener. Head on over to Facebook or Instagram for details on how to enter the giveaway. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. We'll be back with a new story next week.